here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Will Koontz is here, everybody. It's Wednesday night. He has been helping take care of a Polish friend's house. Is he Polish or is he in Poland?
No, he's in Poland.
Why?
On business.
Business?
He works a real job.
My business.
Yeah. In finance or something with money.
Neat.
And stuff. So he's
okay.
In Poland doing that stuff.
So he's a good friend of yours.
Good pal of mine.
Know exactly what he's doing over there. All right. So you had to take care of his home for him.
Yeah, batten down his hatches, pull all his stuff inside, you know, just in case. You never know. He
Scary.
Actually has a home and a nice car sitting in a driveway.
So
it's
he's got
bizarre.
His crap together.
I felt like it was practice for me if I ever get to a place where I can own a home and car. Like, okay. I'll know what it's like.
I see. And what are your plans? What are your plans to get to that place where we have the financial stability to be a homeowner and a car owner and, I don't know, maybe have like a girl that you didn't meet online or on Tinder?
So my plan is hopefully
this
radio thing will work out. Although...
The success rate in radio is really up there.
And neither the pay is not really up there either, unfortunately. So it's a really tough career track to take.
It's one of those things where a very small percentage of on-air talent make money, but at the same time, you have to dare to dream. I mean, if you can't let that discourage you, you got to say, you know what, that's just a little more challenging,
right?
But it really makes me want to go for it even more, man. You can't let it stop you. You got to go. You know what? Who needs sleep? Who needs a social life? Who needs anything?
I don't even know what any of that is now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Not me.
Exactly. I had a friend of mine the other day. Hey, Johnny, you want to join my pool team? And I go, sure. And he goes, really? I go, no.
What's a pool team?
Like you shoot pool.
Billiards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What do you think I was doing? Like cannonballs?
Like doing synchronized pool
I
dancing?
See that.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that. I actually do a lot of solo synchronized swimming. So it's really, really
good. You can just swim by default.
We're good. I float like a champion. If they ever have Olympic floating, I'm trying out for the team. Because I really believe I can.
Olympic floating?
Yeah. I believe I can bob in the water forever.
I think you would take longer to drown.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think you would eventually sink.
I really don't. I just don't. Like,
when was the last time you were in a pool?
In a pool?
Yeah.
I used to be a homeowner that we had a pool.
Did you get in it?
All the time. Until, you know, like a couple times there was a snake in it, and I was like, really didn't want to go in it after that. But, no, I used to bob around in that bitch like a buoy all the time. And that's one of the reasons why I know of my extreme buoyancy is I would have a tough time swimming to the bottom of a 6-foot pool. I would have to like, we had like plant shelves with like the palm trees and all that. We were real fancy pants back then. And I would get to the top tier, like the third level plant shelf, and then dive in like a big fat Greg Louganis. And then I could get to the bottom that way.
But you don't have AIDS.
No.
Okay.
I don't think. I got to check that out, really.
You should.
Yeah,
check
I've been feeling a little bad lately.
Yeah.
If I just swam to the bottom, I'd really have to struggle. And then the minute I stopped kicking my little feet and waving my Aquaman hands, I would boop and pop up to the top. Like, bing. Like, no problem at all.
With the sound, would you make
bing.
The sound?
Bing. Yeah, just pop up. Like, where a normal person like you just relax and you just settle at the bottom like a rock, right?
Why do I get punished like this?
Because you know you're fit. Yeah,
remember,
it's not
Ana,
fair.
You should be fat. Remember.
I told you, fat Ana would
it's
be
like
a better
the one
Ana.
Time it comes in handy.
Being fat could save your life one day.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
And kill you at the same time.
In the hurricane when it comes, you could just be floating.
Yeah,
in the storm surge.
Yeah,
or people. Could
I don't
hold
think I'm gonna be able to float if I get hit by a Volvo. Okay,
a Volvo.
Yeah.
Why? Why that particular car?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Volvo
that
make
say that.
Boats.
They should.
They should.
Will, every Wednesday you bring us something. We hope that will add to the show and bring entertainment and happiness to the b-holes everywhere. Last week you brought some audio. That was fairly unusable. And then you You seemed determined to turn it around this week. You were like, you know what? I'm going to embarrass myself. I am going to do what it takes to really, really prove myself. Now, you sent some audio. I listened to 1 minute of it. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I knew Ryan would listen to the rest of it. I could see you were sitting with some friends. It sounded like maybe some young comedians. Am I right?
One. Yeah, the rest were just kind of buddies.
Okay.
Kind of drinking.
Who is the young comedian that you were with?
Mr. Zachary Townsend.
He is a funny, funny local young comic.
He is a menace, but he is hilarious.
As a matter of fact, I was about to hit him up about an MC job for me.
Oh,
so
good. Yeah, he would love that.
Make sure. I think I have his phone number. I'll get it from you.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were you guys at?
We were at my friend Julie's house, Julie and Matt's.
Julie.
It was Matt's birthday party.
Hell yeah, Matt.
And we had like a little pool party. Played some flip cup.
Yeah.
Played some beer pong, which I haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
And
so what was your goal with this audio? What did you want to get from it? Like when you did it.
I knew that I had a mission from you, which was to do another call with one of these ladies that I had went out with, you know, when I'm on a date with one of these ladies, just completely blow it. But I didn't have any dates this week because I was working most of the week. And I tried to get some calls done, but no one agreed to have them recorded. And unfortunately, you have to let people know. I just learned that. So
I got ya.
Basically, I wanted to get some audio because I was in a social setting and maybe there was some drinking going on and some funny things might be said and I could, you know, do something. Yeah, I know. I know I'm in trouble. So
you're not in trouble. I'm disappointed because this was I know, you know, we all work two jobs and all that stuff. But I really wanted you to, like, I was thinking of things earlier this week, and I was like, you know what? He could really get out in front of this hurricane thing, maybe do something with that, maybe do some interviews on the street, get some funny interviews of people, what they're going to do in St. Pete, where you live, with a hurricane. Maybe you could do something where you're trying to buy water in front of everybody else, or you're trying to resell water to people in the parking lot of Walmart. These are just things that popped up in my head that would be funny audio.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good ideas.
Well, that's why I'm in the seat. But I don't know. Ryan, you listened to more than I did.
Well, I did.
What did you get from it?
I listened to...
I don't want to kick Will in the balls because I love Will. Like, I am a fan of Will. I think Will has natural ability.
He does.
I just don't know what the hell he's done the last couple of weeks with this audio.
The file itself was about 18 and a half, 19 minutes.
That's too much!
And I had a conversation with him last week, and I thought that I had told him, you know, kind of a relative time frame to try to keep it within, and if it was a little longer than we'd like, I could cut it down. And he said I never said that, so if that's the case, I'm sorry. But so
no, you said that. We just talked about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the, you know, time constraint. Like 5 or 6 minutes I can edit down.
So I listened to 75% of it.
Yeah.
And I started to try to chop it up, and I was like, you know what, if I can find, out of all of this, if I could find 4 or 5 good minutes to just edit together, then this is salvageable.
Right.
And after about 15 minutes of it, I sat there and I said, all right, there are some entertaining parts of this, but it's too hard for me to edit anything together because there's a lot of people talking over each other.
Well, here's
the
problem.
The levels issue.
Yeah. The problem is, too, when you have a group of people that nobody knows.
Yes.
Nobody can really connect to these personalities. So it just seems like you walk into a room full of people that the only person you really recognize is Will in the conversation. Mm-hmm. You have kind of a low-grade quality of audio, so now you're kind of struggling. And from a consumer standpoint, nobody wants to have a hard time hearing when they're listening to the radio. They want the quality to be crisp.
Correct.
And so if it's going to be, you know, unless it's such good like content, like if somebody were to have just farted in somebody's face and a fight broke out or something, but just being funny people hanging out and talking, then, you know, it's more or less a podcast of people you don't know. So, I mean, I see what you tried to do, but yeah, I guess when I asked Ryan, he punched me straight in the face, which is his way of saying we can't use it. So I mean,
I didn't listen to it, Will.
Oh,
I didn't hear it.
Oh yeah.
But I would also like to kick you in the nuts.
Oh, that's very mean.
Just
now,
kidding.
Was there any cursing in this audio?
There was a little bit.
Like not radio friendly?
Like not, there's the S-bomb and
did
the
F-bomb. Did you edit it?
In what I started to edit, yeah, there was a couple of edits.
Because I have the audio here. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't play it.
Okay, all right, good.
I know there's one, maybe not even a minute in. An F-bomb, I think, and then there's an S-bomb maybe a couple minutes into it.
Do you have editing software available, Will?
Kind of.
Oh.
I have whatever this app has on my phone. I can just cut parts out.
Oh, okay. All right. Because then, if you have I know you have a pretty decent home studio. You do a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe before you send it to Ryan, beep out of curse words.
Yeah, I could do that in the future. I could cut them out. I don't have a beeping technology, but
you
I could cut them out.
What audio program are you using?
It's Audio Recorder for iPhone.
Neat.
Well, listen, I don't have an issue editing this. If it's 4 or 5, maybe even 6 minutes long, and it's good, I have no issues. Look, we do James and Johnny's, and that are 3, 4, 5 minutes long sometimes. It's fun for me.
Yeah.
But 18 plus minutes is just...
Well, just listening to people talk for 18 plus minutes is, it's a lot of time for people to work as hard as we do. All right, Will, I'm going to give you another chance, man. I don't know why I like this guy so much, Anna. Why do I like him? Is it because he's adorable?
He's friendly. Yeah, I like
him. He's a good dude, right?
Good dude.
He is a hard worker. I've done promo gigs with this guy.
The
guy works his arse off.
Yeah! Arse? What are you, German?
British.
That wasn't, no, it was
more Shut up!
Irish.
He looks German. All right.
Italian.
All right, Will, I'm going to give you a hard one. I'm also going to give you an assignment.
I see what I did.
Buzzing.
hold on. I got to think of a sounder, maybe.
Penis joke.
All right. Anyway, that's not a sounder. We need that one now. Mm-hmm. Will, you have to give me audio. I need street interviews from real-life hobos next week, and I'll know if it's fake.
Okay.
Can you make that happen?
I can.
Real-life hobos.
Don't die.
Williams Park.
Oh, God.
Hobos.
And homos.
And they must say, I'm a hobo and a beehole, somewhere in the audio.
Okay.
Yeah!